Daniel chapter 4. King Nebuchadnezzar sent this decree to all peoples, nations, and languages who lived on the earth. May your peace increase. It has seemed good to me to tell you about the signs and wonders that the Most High God has done for me. How great are his signs, and how mighty are his wonders. His kingdom is an everlasting kingdom, and his dominion lasts from generation to generation. I, Nebuchadnezzar, was living happily in my house, and I was enjoying prosperity in my palace. But a dream I had made me afraid. As I lay there, the images I saw and the visions in my mind troubled me. So I gave a decree to bring before me all the wise men of Babylon, so they could interpret the dream for me. Then came the magicians, those who claimed to speak with the dead, the educated men, and the astrologers. I told them the dream, but they could not make known the interpretation to me. But at last Daniel came in. The one who is named Belteshazzar, after the name of my God, and in whom is the spirit of the holy gods. And I told him the dream. Belteshazzar, chief of the magicians, I know that the spirit of the holy gods is in you, and that no mystery is too difficult for you. Tell me the appearance of my dream and its interpretation. These were the sights that I saw in my mind as I lay upon my bed. I looked, and there was a tree in the middle of the earth, and its height was very great. The tree grew and became strong. Its top reached to the heavens, and it could be seen to the ends of the whole earth. Its leaves were beautiful, its fruit was abundant, and on it was food for all. The animals of the field found shade under it, and the birds of the heavens lived in its branches. All living creatures were fed from it. I saw in my mind as I lay on my bed, and a watcher, a holy one, came down from the heavens. He shouted and said, "Chop down the tree and cut off its branches. Strip off its leaves and scatter its fruit. Let the animals flee from under it, and the birds fly away from its branches. Leave the stump of its roots in the earth, bound with a band of iron and bronze in the middle of the tender grass of the field. Let it be wet with the dew from the heavens. Let it live with the animals among the plants on the ground. Let his mind be changed from a man's mind, and let an animal's mind be given to him until 7 years pass by." This sentence is by the decree of the watchers, a decision made by the holy ones, so that those who are alive may know that the Most High rules over the kingdoms of people and gives them to anyone he wishes to place over them, even to the most humble men. I, King Nebuchadnezzar, had this dream. Now you, Belteshazzar, tell me the interpretation, because none of the wise men in my kingdom can interpret it for me. But you are able to do so, because the spirit of the holy gods is in you. Then Daniel, who was also named Belteshazzar, was greatly upset for a brief time, and his thoughts alarmed him. The king said, "Belteshazzar, do not let the dream or its interpretation alarm you." Belteshazzar replied, "My master, may the dream be for those who hate you. May its interpretation be for your enemies. The tree that you saw, which grew and became strong, and whose top reached up to the heavens, and which could be seen to the ends of the whole earth, whose leaves were beautiful and whose fruit was abundant, so that in it was food for all, and under it the animals of the field found shade, and in which the birds of the heaven lived. This tree is you, king, you who have grown so strong. Your greatness has grown and reaches to the heavens, and your dominion reaches to the ends of the earth. You, king, saw a watcher, a holy one, coming down from heaven and saying, 'Chop down the tree and destroy it, but leave the stump of its roots in the earth, bound with a band of iron and bronze in the middle of the tender grass of the field. Let it be wet with the dew from the heavens. Let it live with the animals in the field until 7 years pass by. This is the interpretation, King. It is the decree of the Most High that has reached you, my master, the king. You will be driven from among men, and you will live with the animals in the field. You will be made to eat grass like cattle, and you will be wet with the dew from the heavens. And 7 years will pass by until you acknowledge that the Most High rules over the kingdoms of people and that he gives them to anyone he wishes. As it was commanded to leave the stump of the roots of the tree, in this way your kingdom will be returned to you from the time you learn that heaven rules. Therefore, King, let my advice be pleasing to you. Stop sinning and do what is right. Turn away from your iniquities by showing mercy to the oppressed, and it may be that your prosperity will be extended. All these things happened to King Nebuchadnezzar. 12 months later, he was walking on the roof of the royal palace in Babylon. And he said, "Is this not the great Babylon, which I have built for my royal residence, by the might of my power and for the glory of my majesty?" While the words were still on the lips of the king, a voice came from heaven. "King Nebuchadnezzar, it is announced to you that this kingdom has been taken away from you. You will be driven away from people, and your home will be with the animals in the fields. You will be made to eat grass like cattle. 7 years will pass until you acknowledge that the Most High rules over the kingdoms of people, and he gives them to anyone he wishes." This decree against Nebuchadnezzar was carried out immediately. He was driven away from people. He ate grass like cattle, and his body was wet with the dew from the heavens. His hair grew as long as eagle's feathers, and his nails became like bird's claws. "At the end of days, I, Nebuchadnezzar, raised my eyes toward heaven, and my sanity was given back to me. I praised the Most High, and I honored and glorified the one who lives forever. For his dominion is an everlasting dominion, and his kingdom endures from all generations to all generations. All the earth's inhabitants are considered by him to be as nothing. He does among the army of heaven and the inhabitants of the earth whatever suits his will. No one can stop him or challenge him. No one can say to him, 'Why have you done this?' At the same time that my sanity returned to me, my majesty and splendor returned to me for the glory of my kingdom. My counselors and my noblemen sought my favor. I was brought back to my throne, and even more greatness was given to me. Now I, Nebuchadnezzar, praise, extol, and honor the King of Heaven, for all his deeds are true and his ways are just. He can humble those who walk in their own pride."